The Titans just finished their first day of mandatory minicamp here at St. Thomas Sports Park. While some noticed the increase in the temperature outside, most people will tell you there's not a huge difference between practice in OTAs and in minicamp.
No, it's similar. They turned up the heat for us a little bit today, so that was good. But no, the practice schedule is very similar.
You know, OTAs are serious too, and minicamp is just about the same as far as practice. You know, the schedule's a little bit longer, and meetings a little bit longer. We have a walkthrough in the afternoon, so that's probably the only difference. But when we're out there on that practice field and guys are competing, it's always serious and it's always intense.
One thing that is noticeable is the strong sense of competition within the team. Now, this competition isn't just limited to position groups. Both the offense and the defense are making sure they're keeping the guys on the opposite side of the ball on their toes.
It's fun. I mean, we was killing them all day, and they, I mean, we gave them a little leeway when in the 2-minute period when they got the best of us. And I mean, you could see the looks on their faces earlier. They weren't talking to anything. And I mean, we gave them we bailed them out earlier. We could have had a finished with a great day of practice as far as offensively, and we didn't, and we just got to get better and finish in those aspects.
It's just the competition level right now. You know, we're all making sure we're pushing each other. You know, our defense is, they're going to cheer when they make a play, and we have to make sure that they know, you know, when we make a play. You know, by the end of the day, it's just us pushing each other. You know, this is going to happen, you know, on Sundays throughout the regular season and in the season. You know, we have to make sure that We compliment the guys that are out there making plays, you know, whether on both sides of the ball. You know, that defense is going to push us every single day to get better. You know, I expect it. I appreciate it, you know, and at the same time, I'm pretty sure those leaders on that side of the ball to say the same. We're going to push them to get better. You know, anytime that we make a play, they're going to hear it, you know, and we're going to hear it from them. So we just have to make sure that those things push us to succeed as one.
Now, minicamp only lasts for 3 days, but that's just enough time for players to review everything they've learned in the offseason and correct any mistakes before training camp begins in late July.
I think the biggest thing for us is we've already installed everything on the defense probably 3 times over and over, and doing it again now, but it's to limit mistakes. We can't continue to make mental errors, and this is the time where the evaluations are probably going to get more serious, and us as players, we got to go out and make sure we're not making mistakes. We have to show the coaches that we know what's going on, and that we're going to be able to execute this defense when it really counts.
This is your last evaluation before we come back to camp. You know, coaches are going to go back and review the tape, see where guys fit into the scheme, see where we're strong at, where we're weak at, and if some needs need to be addressed, then they'll address them. So it's just about, you know, taking hold of that evaluation period, making the most of the opportunity, and just trying to finish off this offseason on a high note.
You know, I think just as a team, we just got to finish. You know, we've been working hard during phase one and phase two. Now it's phase three, and now it's mandatory mini camp. So just finish as a team. We got a ton of the playbook installed, so now we just got to go out and minimize the mistakes and just finish as a team and get better and move forward to the fall.
Be sure to check back here for all the updates throughout minicamp. For TitansOnline.com, I'm Amy Wells.